What are you broadcasting? What's your state of being? What's your frequency? What's your resonance that you're putting out to life, the universe, source energy, however you want to define it, around you? And why is that important? It's important because if you're experiencing disharmony in your physical health and well-being, or in different facets of your life external to yourself, it simply means you need to change your energy, your frequency, your dominant frequency. How do you go through life? Are you going through life enthusiastic? Are you going through life filled with passion? Are you going through life feeling like you're a success? Or are you going through life feeling like you're a victim or powerless or not good enough? Whatever that dominant frequency is that you're holding, that's what shapes and shifts your reality. This field of energy around us, whether you call it source energy, the field, consciousness, however you want to define it, it listens to your broadcast, your sound, your state of being. It listens, it mirrors back. It listens some more, it mirrors back some more. So if you want to change your life, you have to learn and discover how to change your dominant frequency. Until then, you're going to continue to recreate negative patterns, whether it be in your health, your relationships, prosperity blocks, however it might look. You need to look within and discover how it is that you can change your energy and begin changing your broadcast so that life can begin to mirror back solutions, ahas, creative ideas, insights to help you transcend whatever obstacle it is that you might be experiencing in your life. So way back when, and how the music and the energy healing fits into all of this, I had a young lady came to me for a healing session who was tired of a reoccurring negative pattern in her life of no matter how hard she tried, she kept attracting into her experience dysfunctional relationships. Now, why is that? So we're having a conversation. And way back when, I discovered that I could hear where people were out of tune. Yes, on a conscious level, she wanted to create on a more healthy relationship. But on a subconscious level, on an energetic level, she was broadcasting resentment. She was broadcasting fear. She was broadcasting anger. So I started asking some questions. And it ended up, she had a very volatile relationship with her father, you know, hadn't really spoken to each other for 10 years, lots of fighting, all that whole thing. And bottom line, she had this dominant frequency of a resentment against her father or a male image in her life. So as a result, what was she bringing into her experience? What was life marrying back? Volatile relationships that weren't working. No matter what she did all the courses, took all these programs on how to create a healthy, loving relationship. And no matter what she did, this problem, this reoccurring issue kept showing up. So as I'm listening in and tuning into her energetic field, I hear this resentment. I found out why. And I ask her the question, you know what? Are you willing to forgive your dad? Are you willing to let go of this thing that's no longer serving you? And she said the most important answer and set the most powerful intention. Yes, I am willing to let it go. So I decided to kind of like stream of consciousness, play a piece of music to her for forgiveness, for letting go. Recorded it in the studio, sent it to her. 3 days later, she calls me up. You're not going to believe this. I said, what's up? My dad called me out of the blue, and he asked me if I'm open to sitting down and talking about reconciliation, about forgiveness. She goes, you don't understand, Mark. My dad is like, that's the farthest thing away that he would ever do. And it was then it became so in my awareness that it doesn't matter the relationships in your life. What matters is your state of being. Number one, she set the intention to let go of something, to release and dissipate this vibrant energy of resentment. She worked with this high vibration piece of music that actually helped her to let that energy go out of her field, out of her broadcast, and thereby changing what was marrying back in her life. And ultimately, what presented itself, an opportunity to heal what needed to be healed in order for her to create her heart's desire of a more harmonious relationship. I share that story because it's powerful and it opened up the door to so much of my healing and transformational work through that experience. And that's where I started composing and playing and channeling out different pieces of music to help people where they were out of tune, where they were not in alignment with their heart's desire. So my question for you is, what's your dominant frequency? In fact, I'd love for you to share in comments, and no matter what it is, we don't need this perfect answer. I want you to be true and honest, because out of that opens up the door for healing, transformation, and breaking through. So what's your dominant frequency? What are you holding out throughout the course of your day? What's your emotional state of being as you move forward in your life? Are you a victim? Are you angry? Are you frustrated? What is it for you? And that being said, what would you most like it to be? You know, to be healthy and vibrant, to be loving and connected, to be spiritually enhanced and connected to whatever your spiritual practice is. All kinds of possibilities. And by changing the energy within ourselves, we change our broadcast, and life can begin to mirror back solutions, ahas, creative ideas, insight to help you to transcend any challenge, any obstacle that it is you might be experiencing. There within that challenge and that obstacle is an opportunity to let go of something that's no longer serving you and to embody a new state of being that's more in alignment with who you really are. Because who you are is powerful. Who you are is magnificent. Who you are is loving. Those are your true natures. It's all the stuff we pick up along the way of our life journey. A lot of times it's not the truth of who and what we are. So that being said, are you willing to set the intention to let go of that dominant frequency that's perhaps not in alignment with love and not in alignment with who you really are, and begin to start marrying back different experiences in your life? So take some nice deep breaths and ask yourself, what's my dominant frequency? And set the intention to let it go. Take another deep breath. And just breathe. The secret to changing your life is deep within you. And through your intentions, you can begin to shift your energy and align your state of being with who you really are. Deep breath. Just take some nice deep breaths, open mouth, let it go. Your energy, your resonance, your Frequency is what matters. It's what shapes and shifts matter and energy in your experience. When you can begin to shift your inner state of being, not because something out here happening, but because of your desire to change it, you can begin to shift that place where all change and transformation comes from. It comes from within you. Until you address this area, you're going to continue to experience reoccurring issues in your life until you find that dominant frequency and shift it, and in essence, kind of move the dial and tune into a whole new radio station of possibility. Hey, if you'd like to dive in more and discover how you can heal your life at the speed of sound, I have a special call coming up this week on Thursday. I'll put the details in the description below. It's an opportunity for you to discover the 6 most powerful frequency activations for healing your life at the speed of sound, and so much more. I look forward to sharing this information with you. Once again, please write in comments, what's your dominant frequency and what do you want to move it into? And step into your power to truly compose the life of your dreams. So if you haven't hit that subscribe button, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Love to keep in touch with you. Love to keep injecting in these little vibrational moments to support you in changing your resonance and aligning it with the life that you truly desire to create. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Have a harmonious day.